Around about 1:30 this afternoon, the club announced that Koeman had been sacked and will leave his job as Everton manager. To get reaction to the sacking of Ronald Koeman and to see which way the club goes now, I'm glad to say we're joined by a title-winning centre-half, a man who played for Everton during the 1980s, Derek Mountfield. Welcome to Radio City Talk.
Good afternoon, Graham.
Bit of a shock, surprise, or did you think today was the day that Ronald Koeman would be leaving his job as Everton manager after yesterday's defeat?
A bit of all three, if I'm honest. I'm surprised something didn't happen last night, so I thought he'd have another couple of games, then surprised to find he actually has been sacked. Am I disappointed? Probably not, no. I'm probably a bit more enthused than I have been for the last 3 or 4 weeks, having to endure watching a side that looks a bit leadershipless, directionless, devoid of ideas, and maybe it's been done just at the right time. It gives us a bit of opportunity now to hopefully pick the club off the floor and get it fighting and snapping for points.
I think the big thing was the way Everton lost that game yesterday afternoon. Took a one-goal lead, great goal by Wayne Rooney. OK, Arsenal got back into the game, but the second half, well, it didn't go according to plan. And I think the fifth goal summed everything up. The way Sanchez went through the Everton back four, back five, and scored beautifully, Evertonians weren't happy.
There's been a resignation, an air of we expect to see what we see at the moment in the last couple of weeks at the club. We've been hoping for some improvement, and yesterday was just summed everything the way Everton had gone. The fans expected us to lose yesterday, I think, when they got there, but when we went 1-0 up, we saw a glimmer, and then it quickly disappeared once we conceded our first goal. And we've seen some very, very average performances this season, and we've not seen a lot of leadership from the sidelines. And that's, for me, the big disappointment is we've got a manager, or we had a manager who came with all these ambitions and this record, and we've seen a very, very abject performances over the last 6 to 8 weeks, and culminated with the final sacking this morning. And we now have to regroup and hope that the next decision the board and the club make, I think, will be the most important one for many, many years, because we have to improve very, very quickly. And we have a strong manager who can get a group of players who I think look a little bit lost, a bit dejected with themselves, and it might just be a manager who has to be a little bit ruthless with one or two of them and shake them up a little bit.
There's plenty of players that have come in during the summer. I mean, last season, as I mentioned in the intro with yourself, 7th in the Premier League, into Europe. Summer came along, Everton spent, £144 million on new players. Everything was looking rosy in the garden.
It was. Certain clubs have spent money and progressed and developed. We seem to have spent a lot of money and stood still. If anything, we've gone backwards slightly. The players we brought in, unfortunately, haven't gelled as we would have hoped. We didn't bring, for me, the right type of players in. We needed other players in different positions to improve the squad. But the manager is a person that lives and dies by things. He's the one that will have an influence in who they sign. We do now have our director of football in charge, so he's the one that allegedly decides who we will and who will not sign, but that is open to debate. But the manager is a person who has the players on the training field, on the field of play, and he's the one that will end up eventually losing his job. People will say the players didn't perform for him, but some people say that he lost the players, like at the time for the last couple of years, he seems to have lost the fans. They've been negative towards him and the club for a few weeks now. So had he lost the players, I don't know. What I saw yesterday at the Arsenal game, it looked like there was something seriously wrong there. There was something missing. There was no leadership. There was no direction. The players didn't have any heart for the fight. They were 2-1 down, and that's disappointing. So the new manager will have to pick, as I said before, pick these players up off the floor and really give them a good shake around.
The supporters have been very vocal over the last couple of weeks with regards to the situation. You're someone who goes to Everton home and away, but they haven't turned on the players, I've noticed. Oh, yesteryear, the odd one or two players would get a bit of stick from the Gladys Street or the Park End. I've noticed this year fans have been very quiet towards players, and they do have to take a bit of responsibility in the current plight.
But they have to. All players have to take some responsibility when a manager gets sacked and the plight the club are in. But you're only doing what you've been asked to do by your manager and coaching staff. And what I've seen is the fans have been pretty much with certain players. Some players have had some abuse and some stick, probably not heard by certain people, but in areas I've been, there's been some abuse held towards players. But most of it has been aimed towards the manager. They've seen something in the manager that they don't like, and they don't like the lack of passion he shows on the sidelines. But if you look back to the previous two managers, they've not shown great deals of passion from the sidelines, but they've got their team working at times. We've just struggled and we've stagnated over the last 6 to 8 weeks, you know, 10 weeks, and in the end it's the manager that has finally paid the price. So all we've got to make sure now is whoever is in that boardroom, whoever has that list of people drawn up already, have they already spoken to people already, or have they already made inquiries, or have they got someone in mind? Whoever they bring in, it's going to be a really big decision to bring the right person. This is the biggest decision Everton will make, as I said before, in many years now, because we have to get out of the situation where we are third bottom in the table, sitting 18th. We have to get away from there sooner rather than later. So the new manager who comes in will have a transfer window in January where he'll have a certain amount of money to spend, and he's got to spend that better than we have done the previous transfer window.
I was talking to Michael Ball a little bit earlier on today, and I said to Bawley, so go on then, who do you want as the next Everton manager? Because he said similar things to yourself. It's a big, big appointment. They've got to get it right. So who do you go for?
Again, that's the million-dollar question, Graeme. People have put David Underwood's name forward massively in the last couple of weeks as a possibility, but David's never managed in the league football. He's great under 23 level. Can he step up? People are mentioning some of the Euro players like Ancelotti and Tuchel. Sam Allardyce has been mentioned, Sean Dyche, Eddie Howe. It's one of them. I just want someone who understands what Everton Football Club means to people. I don't think our previous manager wholly got that. Sean Dyche has had a lot of mentions, so Sam Allardyce, players, they're two managers who get the players working for them, getting into a shape and a style. It might not be the prettiest style, but it's an effective style for the players they have. If it is Sean Dyche, for example, he's going to come to work with players who have far more technical ability than you might have been used to. It might be great for Sean Dyche to come. I really don't know, Graeme. It's one of those million-dollar questions, but this is the most important decision ever we'll make in the next 4 or 5 years for me, because we have to get it right this time. We can't afford to get the wrong person again and struggle like we have done for the last 10 weeks or so.
Here's a big question for you. Ross Barkley. It's a million-dollar question. You could obviously see from the outside that he didn't get on with the previous manager. He's in the last year of his contract. Of course, he suddenly didn't sign for Chelsea on transfer deadline day. Does this open a door possibly now for Ross Barkley's Everton career?
Possibly, yeah. The new manager, I could say to Ross, I want you to be part of my setup. Here's the contract, get it signed. You've got a great chance, but Ross hasn't played a lot of football. He's been injured. He needs to get back into fitness. So the manager might have to do a lot of persuading, because there was obviously a disconnect between Ross Barkley and Ronald Koeman, something that was plainly obvious over the last 6 to 8 months. And we just hope that if the new manager does come in, we can maybe persuade Ross to come into midfield and maybe give us that little bit of creativity that hasn't been there so far this season. As I said, but again, it's another of those questions. I can't answer that question because I don't know what the relationship was between the two managers and what Ross is currently thinking now, you know, and the new manager when he comes in. It's up to them now to sit down together and get this right and get Everton moving in the right direction sooner rather than later.
Big game, not tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening, Chelsea away and the Carabao Cup. Now, obviously, Everton mathematically are still in Europe, however, very difficult at this present stage. Premier League, yeah, okay, in the relegation zone, but there's a chance of silverware here. Chelsea, will they put a first team out? I don't know, they didn't in the last round, but this is the chance now for the players to go out and give that reaction to their manager being sacked and show the fans that, hey, we mean business here, because it is a talented group of players. £144 million spent, number of players came in during the transfer window, and these guys have got ability. Is it their time now to show the ability and get a result down at Chelsea?
It is. Is it too quickly for the players to turn around the way they've played and feel? It's only a half a day's training now, which will be tomorrow morning before they travel down. So it might be a bit too quickly, but I can certainly see the players giving a response to the manager going, because I'm sure that the team talk and the people who come in, whether it be David Unsworth, Joe Roy or whoever, for the temporary time being as a caretaker role, they will do a different team talk to what the players have heard. And sometimes that can give you an amazing lift, a different type of team talk, a more positive team talk, a more passionate team talk. But long term, it starts on Sunday for me, because we can lose the game on Wednesday. We don't lose any league points. We need to pick up league points quicker than anything else. And if we fall out of the competitions in Europe and the Carabao Cup, at the moment that wouldn't bother me, because it's more important they got our league form sorted and we start picking up points very, very quickly. So take a part to a Wednesday out. I think Sunday is a massive, massive game, because we can't afford to go to Leicester and lose. We need to go to Leicester and put a performance on and hopefully pick up the points, or at least a point. We can't go there and lose, because the longer we get into this, we stay in this little run we're in now, the harder it is to get out of it. And as I said, it's always nice to go to a cup final or have a good run of the cup competition. But personally, at the moment, I'd sacrifice that to get quality league points and league performances in.
Fingers crossed the Blues can do the business. If not tomorrow night, next Sunday, away at Leicester, who, of course, Degs, are managerless like Everton.
Correct. It's amazing how this world of football changes. They were league champions less than 16 months ago, 18 months ago, and now they're here in an area where they're struggling themselves. They'll be on their third manager of the year. It's strange old world is football, but we've got to go there with some positivity and directness and hope that we can get to playing football like we know Everton can do with the players we have got there, and a little bit more passion, determination, a bit more shape and understanding, and be a bit harder to beat. It's been too easy to score goals against Everton in the last 10 weeks, and we've got to sort of make sure that back four gets a bit stronger, a bit tighter, and we don't concede the silly goals, because we know at the moment that we're lacking goals going forward with our striker situation. But we've got to start keeping more and more, or start keeping a clean sheet, and it might give us a chance to nick games 1-0 or possibly 2-0. But it's important that we get back on the winning ways sooner rather than later. And for me, that really does start on Sunday away at Leicester.
Derek Mountfield, as ever, thanks for joining us on Radio City Talk this afternoon.
No problem, Graham.
Cheers, Degs.